In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in the first reading today from 1 Kings, we experience Elijah on a journey. Elijah, a man of God, is on a journey, and it tells us that he is, well, there's all kinds of stories in Kings about Elijah, but this one tells us he's on this journey. It's apparently a 40-day journey. He is on his way to Mount Horeb, which in the New Testament and parts of the books of the Old Testament, actually we know, is Mount Sinai, which is that image of where the presence of God is, you know, where Moses and all those folks sort of met God. So Elijah, this man of God, is on a journey, and we see him today under some kind of a tree explaining to God that essentially he wants to die. And so it appears that the man is suicidal under the tree. And so he's, as many people who are suicidal are, is tired, and he falls asleep. And during his sleep, this angel, this spirit, this presentation of God comes to him with a loaf of bread. And he says, "Wake up, Elijah, and eat. Be strengthened by this bread from heaven." And Elijah falls back to sleep. Persistently then, the angel comes again and wakes him up and says, "Elijah, this bread is from God. Eat it. It will sustain you." And so he eats the bread, and the story tells us that he continues his journey and makes it to Mount Horeb. This week, I missed being here on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I was in Sweeney, Texas. Does anybody know where that is? 60 miles from my home. And I was teaching mental health first aid for adults who work with youth, the same program we're going to have here in a couple weeks. And one of the major features of that course is that we spend quite a lot of time talking about suicide and suicidality, especially in young people, in adolescents. The highest statistic of suicide occurs in adolescents and in senior citizens, especially senior men like me. We are the ones that typically kill ourselves as a way of managing. And on Wednesday I was here. Thursday I was in Alvin teaching the same course to the Alvin Independent ISD Police Department. And on Friday I was back in Sweeney, this time teaching it to the high school teachers and coaches. All kinds of questions, all kinds of timidity, all kinds of inhibitions about talking oftentimes about the way Elijah was feeling. But to put it bluntly, oftentimes what suicidality boils down to is what Elijah was experiencing. Life doesn't feel real good. And we know death doesn't feel real good. But in a sense, death, when you're suicidal, takes care of those problems of life, and in and of itself is finality. Because people who are suicidal always have feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. And so in managing individuals who are suicidal, are desirous of taking their own life, oftentimes it's that expansion of their horizon. That's why it happens to occur so frequently in youth, is because they don't have much of a horizon. Young people typically live in the day. Same thing with old men like me, especially widowers. And so suicidality occurs frequently. And so expanding that horizon becomes how it is that we, and there's all kinds of techniques for doing that we talk about in the course. It becomes how it is that we begin to manage those kinds of cases, individuals. And we tend to not talk about it very much, but I've been in this church for 9 months, and I'll be here a few more months. And in the 9 months that I was here, I have buried two young people who have taken their lives in that nine-month period from this congregation. So it's here. It's present to us. And I know that coming to church on a Sunday morning, the first thing you want to do is hear about suicidality. But it's real. And I think that's really, if I were to put on my psychotherapist hat, I think that's what Elijah was struggling with. And the bread of life came to him, and he was able to have his horizon experienced through his relationship with a God who intervened in his hopelessness and helplessness and was able to give him hope to move forward. And in the gospel today, we hear Jesus saying clearly and distinctly, and through the mouth of John probably 10 times in this short pericope, I am the bread of life. And I am the one, if you have a relationship with me, I am the one that can offer you eternal life. Your horizon, our horizons as believer in Jesus, are expanded into eternity. But we need to believe. And Elijah was badgered by the angel, just as we are badgered oftentimes by friends and relatives and our own conscience, to somehow have a relationship with that God who in Jesus can offer us life eternal. And life eternal doesn't begin in eternity. Life eternal begins when you're born and extends into eternity when we believe in Jesus. And so when we feel hopeless and helpless, or just when we're having a really bad day, or just when we listen to St. Paul, we are tempted to be irritated and aggravate each other. And if we listen to St. Paul, when we're tempted to do bad things, he says, steal and talk bad about each other. When it is that we are tempted to somehow live fully and completely into that life that Jesus calls us to, we are being offered eternal life in Jesus. And so the question becomes, how is it then that I can know God's forgiveness through Jesus to continue on my journey as Elijah desired to do after eating that bread? And as the people who followed Jesus in the New Testament desired to do after coming into contact and knowing personally the bread of life, the Son of God, become man for them. And so, you know, I'm hoping that none of you are suicidal at this point or even having suicidal thoughts. Probably most of us have had them at some time in our life. But all of us, I know, have had experiences where we know that we need a relationship with someone, something that will give us hope, that will bring us forward from our being stuck where we are, that will offer us forgiveness and expand our horizon. And hope is not something that we can define. It's different for all of us, just as faith and love are. But to move forward from being stuck, we need to make those decisions to go where we don't have a whole lot of data to support that decision. That's faith. That's hope. And most essentially, that's love. When we commit to each other in marriage or in relationships or even in friendships, that love doesn't have a whole lot of definition. We don't know where it's going to take us, but we say yes to it. And when we commit to that relationship of God through an experience of Jesus in love, we don't know where that's going to take us. But we do know that life is going to bring us into those 40 days that Elijah was experiencing. We do know that life is going to bring us into those 40 years that the Israelites experienced in the desert. We do know that we are going to have times of struggle and suffering, of pain, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual pain, real pain. We often think of pain when you break your leg. No. Pain of the brain. We know that's part of our experience. It's part of the human experience. But more profoundly, what is part of our experience is the promise of the gospel today. Jesus is the bread of life. Concretely, we celebrate that every Sunday around this table. Spiritually, hopefully, we're called into a celebration of that every time we need it. Jesus is there. The Spirit of God is present to us. Very really. We had confirmation last week. That's what we celebrated. That Spirit of God among us, driving us into service of each other, driving us into, as St. Paul said in the second reading today, being one with each other. And so the gospel today, I suppose some preacher could have made the readings today into some big happy event. But it seems to me it's grounded in real struggle. It's grounded in Elijah's struggle to say yes to God, who continues to call him out of that time of trial. It's struggled in the people who are saying to Jesus, how can this guy be the bread of life, come down from heaven when we know his mother? We know his father. We knew he grew up with those people. We knew he was a carpenter. We knew he messed up, screwed up in life. We knew he got in trouble with his parents. We knew all these things. How can he be the bread of life? How can he be the bread come down from heaven? And so we're called to make that leap of faith, as zillions of people have done before. Make that leap of hope from our hopelessness, from our helplessness, and to make that leap of love to the Father through that bridge which is Jesus and the Spirit, the bread of life given for each and every one of us. Amen.